I'm Willem Backus with the Travel World Report, talking today with Bruce Northam, author of the book Globetrotter Dogma, Turning Wanderlust into Action, and 100 Canons for Escaping the Rat Race and Exploring the World. One of the points that Bruce is covering is to avoid the money hernias. Don't haggle people into extinction. How often have you walked into a place and all people are doing is, you know, trying to bargain some guy for a nickel? Bruce, tell us a bit more about that.
Well, I find that when I travel, especially to undeveloped countries, the people that are pushing the hardest for a bargain are the ones that would probably shop at the Sharper Image catalog or the store back at home. I mean, you really don't have to haggle people to extinction. You know, if you're talking about negotiating with a Javanese woman to have your laundry done for, you know, 75 cents versus 85 cents, you can probably cut her a break. So I believe you should enjoy the sale. I love to bargain, but when I bring home an object, like, for instance, a Northern Thailand fish trap or a penis gorge, oddly enough, from the highlands of New Guinea, or whatever object that I'm bringing back. You know, if you've really beaten someone down and you didn't enjoy the sale, I think it'll kind of haunt your space as opposed to improve your space. So, I mean, for me, the rule of thumb with bargaining is if it's a shop, you can play the walkout trick, and if they really want to sell it, they'll call you back in. But when you're dealing with Aboriginal people and they are parting with objects that are part of their community, like a spear or a fish trap, you've really got to be careful. And I'll even go to the village elder and make sure that it was a savory deal.
And that's the good words to live by when you're shopping and so on. It's good to cut people a break. I'm Willem Backus with the Travel World Report.